Well, good morning, everyone. Nice to be here with you. I would like to begin my homily with a question. A question that many people have or are been asking. Where is God in all of this? Where is God during this COVID-19? Where was God last weekend during the horrific shootings in Nova Scotia? I want to reassure you that it's perfectly okay and perfectly natural for us to ask this question. Where are you, God? I chose for the title of my homily this Sunday as The Walk of Grief. And I would invite you to journey with me as we try to make some sense of what we are living right now. Today's gospel is one of the most relevant passages of the New Testament, and it encapsulates in a little over 20 verses the faith journey of our life. Try imagining. It is Sunday morning. Two disciples are taking a long walk of shock, of disappointment, and grief. They are walking from Jerusalem to a town called Emmaus. It was a long walk, about 11 kilometers, about a four-hour walk. It was a long and sad walk. Put yourself in their shoes for a moment. There is a famous quote that says, "You cannot understand someone until you have walked a mile in their shoes." Well, the road to Emmaus is equal to 7 miles. Those walking on the road were disciples of Jesus of Nazareth, and they heard his message. They heard him speak about the love of the Father. Jesus said that we should pray to God, addressing him as a child addresses his or her father, as Abba, in a very intimate way, Daddy. The disciples heard Jesus speak about the love that we need to extend to others. Life would be so beautiful. The world would be wonderful if people would only love each other, especially those who need the love and companionship of others. Those disciples witnessed his deeds. Perhaps they were there when he raised his friend Lazarus. Perhaps he saw some of his healings. Perhaps they were present when he multiplied the bread and fish for thousands. They were sure that Jesus was the Messiah, the living Son of God. But then everything fell into pieces. Jesus was arrested the very night he celebrated the Passover meal with his disciples, and he was treated horribly that night. And on the next day, he was scourged and crucified. The disciples were certain that this could not happen to the Messiah. They were in shock. They were disappointed. They were in grief. They had loved this Jesus, and now he was gone. God was gone. That very morning, it had been 3 days already, and there have been stories that Jesus was no longer in the tomb, but that sounded so far-fetched, probably more wishful thinking than reality. Many of us have been on this road of grief. Our lives had been going well. We were happy, perhaps not giddy, but content. We had our plans, all was set, and everything seems to be fitting into place. Then something unforeseen happens, something tragic, or in the least challenging During these past 6 weeks of COVID-19, and now the shootings, many have lost something or someone, a parent, a spouse, even a child. Some have lost their livelihood and the means to support their family. Moreover, others have come down with or have been battling life-threatening disease and conditions like cancer, heart problems, just to name two. Everything has changed for me, you, and our families. And we have no other choice. We have to adapt to a new reality in the middle of our struggle with grief. When calamity strikes, it is quite normal for us to ask many questions. Main question we might ask are, why? Why did this happen? And where were you, God? When the disciples on the road asked the why question, they were taught that the answer to their question could be found in Scripture. The stranger was Jesus. God himself joined them on the walk and opened his word to them. He told them about the prophets and the prophecy and how they were fulfilled in Jesus' suffering, death, and resurrection. When we ask the why question, we also need to listen to what God's word is saying to us. Scripture tells us that there is infinitely more to life than the here and now. It tells us that we are made for eternity. It tells us that our loved ones have transitioned from this life to the next because physical life ends, but the spiritual life remains. Scripture also tells us that God can and does right straight with the crooked lines of our lives. When our hearts are overwhelmed by fear, grief, anxiety, and pain, we start talking to ourselves. When we are worried, our mind goes in 100 different directions. I know because this is what I do. God seems nowhere to be found, and I lose sight of him. But God never stops reaching out to us through others. That is why our faith community is so important. Father Mike, St. Ignatius, our parish, our faith-sharing groups, our fellowship groups, through family, friends, always reaching out. God calls us, invites us to prayer. God invites us to be exposed to his word for the journey of life. We are invited to spend time reading the Bible. God also invites us to come to Mass, to his house, and today, in our own homes via the web, and to listen how the word of God relates to our lives. St. Paul tells us in his letter to the Philippians, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done for you. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Jesus Christ. Beautiful scripture passage from Paul. Imagine to be able to say, as the disciples said, were not our hearts burning when he explained scripture to us? Our hearts can also burn when we realize that everything that has happened into our lives can be used by God for his plan. So let me ask you this. Have you ever experienced this yourself? That feeling of your heart burning within when sharing God's word with someone else. No more than recently, this past week, I shared scripture with a friend of mine who was just discovering their faith. I invited this friend to join Alpha. And during our conversation, as we were discussing God's unconditional love for us, and there it was, God's word setting hearts on fire. It's hard to describe. It's kind of like your heart warms your entire body and soul with a heat of an internal flame. You would definitely recognize this heart on fire feeling if you have ever experienced it before. Hearts on fire. What a blessing. God wants this for us. Yet, the question still lingers. Where were you, God, when this happened? My best answer is, He was right there with you. He was right there walking with those two disciples for 4 hours, and they did not know that it was God walking with them until the breaking of the bread. God is always revealing Himself. God is here with us now, rejoicing with us in the good times, crying with us in the bad times. God is not remote, removed from us. Over and over we read in Scripture, we are told not to be afraid, that I am with you, I will not forsake you, that I am with you to the end of days. It is the direct opposite of, where are you? He is right there, right here, during COVID-19. Through love and actions, the shootings in Nova Scotia, love in the actions of other that God uses. I know that not everyone believes the same way I believe, but I do know that we all have been there on that road of grief, just like those two disciples. And you know what? We'll probably be there again. But we'll never be there alone. Our lives can be a journey with the Lord on the road of life if we choose to have Him. And when we do, and I can tell you from my own experience, and let me share this with you, this happened to me in a very powerful way when I celebrated Good Friday. When I knelt and venerated the cross, I laid down all my grief and disbelief, anger, and frustration at the foot of that cross. When we call on our faith and recognize the presence of God, it is then we come ever so closer to Him. He is so close to us. God invites us to open our hearts, our minds, every part of our being, to turn it over to Him as He carries us when we can no longer stand on our own. I'm going to end my homily with a poem. Some of you may already know it. It's called Footprints in the Sand. One night I had a dream. I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord. Across the sky flashed scenes from my life, and for each scene I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. I noticed that many times along the path of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I also noticed that this happened at the very lowest and saddest time in my life. This really bothered me, and I questioned the Lord about it. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you walk with me all the way. But I have noticed that during the most troublesome time in my life, There's only one set of footprints, and I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. The Lord replied, My precious child, I love you and will never leave you. During a time of trials and suffering, when you see only one set of footprints, it was then that I was carrying you.